This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
We'll find out today whether anybody is spending.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The government will tell us in a couple of hours how much consumers spent last month on retail sales. That matters because when you buy more, stores will buy more, and that should lead to jobs. Brian Eshelman tracks the retail sector for the business advisory group Alex Partners. He says stores are having to work hard to prove their products are worth the price.
Consumers are extremely focused on value, so much so that service, which 10 years ago was the number two factor in consumers' decision-making about where to shop, has fallen all the way to number five.
In other news, for the first time on record, London has lost the top spot in a ranking of the world's financial hubs. New York tied the British capital as the best place for banking and finance. That's according to Global Financial Centers Index, a report compiled by a British consulting firm. With us live from London is Marketplace's European Bureau Chief Stephen Beard. He must be suffering a bruised ego right now. Good morning, Stephen.
Yes, indeed, Bill.
Our condolences. What is this report, Stephen? Is this like one of those magazines that rank the best places to live only for investment bankers?
Yes, but a lot more besides. It's the whole climate that they're looking at, the climate for doing financial business in these centres. How attractive are they in terms of things like tax and regulation? And this is taken pretty seriously here in London, though, because it's thought likely to reflect the future level of business coming here. Rob McIver of the Association of Financial Markets in Europe says this survey result is a wake-up call for London.
Well, it's a bit of a jolt. I think it's one that we can't afford to ignore here in London. We've been very used to being the top dog financially for about the last 300 years. But the world is changing, and we have to make sure that we change with it.
So, Stephen, why has London slipped?
It's fears about tax and regulation. The survey was carried out shortly after the UK government raised the top rate of income tax to 50% and slapped a 50% tax on bankers' bonuses. And there's been a lot of general sort of banker bashing by the government here, more perhaps than in the US. However, there's a possibility that New York could slip a bit in the next survey, reflecting President Obama's proposed curbs on certain banking activities. A spokesman for the City of London this morning said, we seem to be taking turns shooting ourselves in the foot.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard over in London. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Bill.
Europe's latest industrial production numbers just came out today, and they were surprisingly good. European stocks are up 0.5%. In Asia, markets were mixed. There's some concern that China will put on the economic brakes to cool inflation. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow gained 44 points, and it closed at 10,611. President Obama has announced which charities will get his Nobel Peace Prize money. He won the $1.4 million cash award in December, and the largest share will go to help house the families of patients at military hospitals. Other charities on the list include the Clinton-Bush Haiti Fund, American Indian College Fund, Appalachian Leadership and Education Foundation, Hispanic Scholarship Fund, and United Negro College Fund.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place, LendingTree.com. And by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years, MassMutual.com/retirestrong. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The streets of New Delhi, India, are heavily congested with cars, motorbikes, scooters, and tens of thousands of what they call rickshaws. They're motorized three-wheeled taxis. New Delhi was one of India's first cities to fuel its rickshaws with compressed natural gas to cut down on smog. Now the city plans to go a step further. Raymond Thibodeau has our story.
Most Indians use rickshaws like this one to commute to work and run errands. They're basically three-wheel motorcycle taxis. Many of them run on compressed natural gas, part of a decade-old citywide effort to cut down on smog by converting thousands of petrol-fueled rickshaws to cleaner-burning fuels.
I think that entrepreneurial spirit and the ability of the city to absorb new technology, you can see over the decade, the city has really done remarkable.
Samir Brahmachari heads India's Council of Scientific and Industrial Research. He says New Delhi is hoping to go one better with a rollout of solar-powered rickshaws by the end of the year. In New Delhi's Chandni Chowk area, solar-powered rickshaw prototypes already ply the streets. Some are fully powered rickshaws with solar panels on their roofs. Others are solar-assisted bicycle rickshaws. Pradeep Sarma helped design them. He's director for the Center for Rural Development.
All the time, it's coming to my mind, can we go for a new design?
Sarma envisions a solar rickshaw industry that supports itself. Brahmachari does too. He says the rollout of solar rickshaws is the start of a solar infrastructure in India. That includes everything from solar panel makers to a vast network of solar charging stations where spent batteries are swapped for fresh ones.
Rickshaw is a great challenge, and you will be surprised at how many hurdles you have to cross, from business model to logistics to public acceptance. This is where high science is required to really develop a low-cost solution that goes beyond rickshaws.
Brahmachari says he hopes to have at least 1,000 solar rickshaws on the streets by the year's end. And sure, that's a drop in the ocean, but it's an important step towards tackling another form of pollution that plagues many Indian cities: noise. In New Delhi, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
And finally, here's all the week's business news in a Marketplace Minute. The wealthiest human is Carlos Slim. You're probably wondering, who's him? He's a Mexican telecom king who rates as richer than Buffett and richer than Gates. It was a year ago stocks hit bottom. You'll see, if you plot them, the year has brought them back. Those who bought them and then forgot them profited, just like the experts taught them. If your Prius is out of control on the freeway, I know that it's fast and there isn't much leeway, but check your display real quick if you would. You'll notice your mileage is really quite good. The Best Picture Oscar votes are in, and the lowest grossing movie to win ever in history, it's The Hurt Locker. Now, that's a surprise, but it isn't a shocker, because Avatar, while it was very high-tech, was still three dimensions of eye-popping dreck. I'll post this poem in gorgeous 2D. You can watch it at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.